Have you been listening to the Dr. Shoup Show for a while now, but have yet to take that first consultation step? No more excuses. It's time to meet the Microscope Dentistry by Shoup team and have your first one-on-one sit-down with Dr. Randy Shoup. Call 317-776-1100 or go to ddsradio.com. We think about dentistry differently. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It is always good to have you with me. I thank you very much. If you are a veteran of listening to the program, you know this is my favorite part. I get to bring new and old friends to meet you. You get to hear their story. I'm absolutely appreciative every time they do it. And today I get to introduce you all to Scott. Scott, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you very, very much. Now, I had let everybody know a little bit ahead of time that you and I first met because you're on a real kind of journey to get things really, really healthy and in good shape so that you have really good a good prognosis and forecast as you go into the future. And so how was it that you came to find me in the first place?
My wife and I moved to the Indianapolis area from Chicago after being in Chicago for 30 years and having the same dentist, and moved down here, and I had to find a new dentist. And unfortunately, I went a few years without having the proper care done. I heard one of your shows on the radio, and I followed that up with a little internet research, and it sounded like just the kind of treatment I was looking for. I like that you have innovative new procedures, and you have a wonderful chairside manner. So, made the appointment, came up to see you, and the rest, they say, is history for me anyway.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate that. Yeah, I never have any qualms about people investigating me, checking me out, checking the website, and so forth. I commend you for doing that. That's really a smart way to go. So when we first met and then laid out a game plan for you, one of the game plans included us revamping some dental work that had been in there for a long, long time. Do you have any idea how long some of those old mercury silver fillings had been in there?
Well, I just turned 60 this year, and I think some of those were done when I was a teenager or maybe in my 20s or 30s. So they've been quite a while.
They had given you a lot of good service. I will certainly admit that to you for sure. And so I propose that we were going to have you part company with some of that old mercury stuff. And I proposed that I thought I could do it without having to give you shots and numb you up and do a whole bunch of drilling. You were a bit skeptical.
I was a little bit skeptical, but this was my third visit with you. The first two visits went really well, so I trusted you. You knew how I was going to react, and you just decided to, you know, go at it, you know, slowly, and you talk your way through it, and you told me what to prepare for, and it worked out great. No anesthetic gel, no Novocaine shots, and I had no discomfort at all, either during the procedure or the rest of the day afterwards.
I thank you very much for that. Yeah, I always love it when I can actually produce and come through and deliver at the end of the day. But yes, you're right. If there are techniques, there is technology that if you employ those things correctly, we did an entire section. We didn't do just one tooth. We did actually four. And we removed old mercury silver fillings and then replaced it with the tooth-colored restorations. And if you do those things carefully, slowly, gently, you can take all that stuff out, put really, really pretty composite tooth-colored fillings in that are sealed and healthy, and you don't need all that extra stuff. How are they feeling for you?
They're feeling great, and really, one of the things that made me decide to go ahead with it was a little bit of education that you gave me, that those old mercury fillings can expand over time. It just like when water seeps into a rock and it freezes.
Exactly.
And it expands and it cracks that rock open. And I didn't want to get my teeth cracked open because it had happened on two other teeth.
Yeah, you and I were working kind of against time because you had this experience, and again, you didn't wait for something to break or hurt. You said, yeah, let's be a little proactive here. So, right. Yeah.
My old dentist was very much find the existing problem and just fix that problem. And my first visit to you was to fix one of those kind of problems. Not only did you do that, but you kind of outlined, hey, this is what we can do to prevent these problems from happening in the future.
Well, I love keeping people out of trouble. I really enjoy it when I can help you make choices that give you a really big long-term benefit and keep you from having really reduce what we call it is risk assessment. We really want to reduce everybody's potential risk, your vulnerability to having bad things happen. So let's do simple things in advance so that the opportunity for bad things to happen simply doesn't exist. And you certainly embraced that whole concept. Thanks.
Yep. You explained it very well and made it real easy to go along with the plan.
Well, I am glad it worked out wonderfully for you. That's exactly the whole point of everything that is focused on you. I'm glad that it was a good experience. I'm glad that you're really comfortable and like the stuff. And I'm really, really appreciative that you can spend some time with us and share your story. I'm confident there's somebody listening that goes, dang, that's just like me. And if we can help them or at least point them in the right direction, that's what it's all about. Scott, thank you very much for taking this time out. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Shoup. It was a pleasure talking to you.
My friend, you take care, be careful, and I will see you next time.
Yes, you will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye.